Welcome to another episode of Random-ish with Sanja. What's crack-a-lackin'? How you doing today? You good? I'm well. I'm doing all right. Got back from a dope weekend. Yeah, I call it a dope weekend because I turned it into like a Sanja trip, you know? Even though really I was out playing some music in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, I also got to have the experience of driving while black with the tail light out in the middle of nowhere, being stopped and being asked to come out of your car. Yeah, so the police officer was nice enough, you know. Granted, he was just doing his job. He had to do what he had to do. Just watch out. Make sure that you don't put no freaking roaches in your car so that your car smells like trees and stuff. And then they're like, have you been smoking? And you're like, no. And they're like, prove it. Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. Anyway, but nonetheless, I was like, you gotta be kidding me. I just tore down two freaking parties and now it's gonna end like this. Like, are you freaking kidding? But it did not. Sources with me and I, you know. It was crazy this past weekend. Another thing that's a little crazy, I gotta share some news with you guys. Let me take a sip first. I decided to do it. I bit the bullet. I know that I have a festival coming up. Technically, it's because I have a birthday party coming up this weekend, and I was speaking to my client last night, and she's a nurse. Not only is she a nurse, but she's a nurse who was assisting the surgeon who was all about getting the plasma from the COVID patients that recovered to the COVID patients that were in trouble. So, yeah. So I was like, well, I'm going to be around a whole bunch of nurses. And then realizing also I'm going to be emceeing a citywide festival, which last time before pre-COVID, the state government showed up. So I decided to, after asking many, many questions, you guys know I was asking many, many questions, okay? And doing my research, and I went several times. I did not just was like, oh, I'm gonna go to, yeah, no. I went several times, talked to several different pharmacists. I'm not gonna lie, I literally was stopping brown people, and like, whether they were dark brown or light brown, didn't freaking matter. As long as I knew that they were not of European descent, I was stopping people and asking them, hey, did you get your vax, and what kind of symptoms did you have? You know, because I just wanted to know. I'm just saying, I love our government, I don't trust our government, but I trust our government. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, I'm just saying because of history. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, and of course, you know, if you don't know, well, you don't know. My family is from Oklahoma, Creek Nation, what's up? And so... there's lots of things that the government has kind of let happen, you know? I told him, I was like, don't laugh at me. I'm going to be asking you guys some little crazy questions. And I was like, I just want to know, is it like assigned to a person? Like, I just, you know, I know this is going to sound crazy. I know this is Hollywood right now talking to me, you know? But I just want to know, you know what I'm saying? Like... are you guys giving these ones to the black people? You're giving these ones to everybody? Like, I just want to know, you know? So they did not laugh, which I appreciated, but they were like, no, you definitely, yeah, honey, you're going to be all right. I was like, I better be. You know? Anyway, speaking about things being all right, the book that is causing firestorms everywhere right now, it's number one on the bestsellers, and shouts out to Kathy. She is the author of the book that everybody's been waiting to find out, I think, a little bit more of what happened exactly. I'm talking about Baby Girl, better known as Aaliyah. The book is dropping shortly, or in my, no. I will have this out before that damn book drops because it's dropping in like 5 days. So we're going to get this out tonight because... yeah, I've been filling in for the morning show. I'm a little all over the place right now. Don't mind me because I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning. I've been filling in for the morning show. You guys, it's been a perfect circle. I don't know whether or not this is going anywhere because everybody's like, oh my God, are you going back to gym on this episode? I don't know. The point is though, is that it did come full circle. And I do feel like I can now like actually really, really like leave stuff in the past because I haven't been able to, because it's been a ring round Roni Ron the Rosie type deal that kept on showing up, and every time I'd be like, oh, I'm not thinking about that, and then boop, oh, there they go again, you know. So what's dope is that I've been inside the office as to where I actually got fired is now the studio, where I'm doing, you know, co-hosting as a guest. For the week. And what's odd is that I'm sitting in the same spot in which I got fired. And what's also odd, the week that that whole thing went down, I actually interviewed somebody, right? And then it was a Friday night when the chaos crazy happened. And then the same week before I heard, I interviewed and spoke to that same person, and then that Friday I got a, you know, a call of, hey, you want to come down here and do some stuff, like, you know. So I'm just gonna leave it open and say that this is the universe wrapping it up in a nice little bow for me, because the amount of stuff and the people that I've met and the skin that I've got and the things that I've done and the knowledge that I've gained since leaving that station and the experiences, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. You know, I think about it all the time. I'm like, for the past 15 years, you could have been right there in that same building, same office. And no shade to anybody who's there and still there, because, you know, listen, if you can find a gig that you love and you can rock that thing, you better rock that thing, you know. But yeah, it's just dope. Yeah, so that's what's happening in my life right now. Yeah, lots going on, right? Oh, and another, the family is getting added to. Ah! Yeah. Okay, so by the time this is out, I'm going to have another family member. Very excited. Alessandra. Hi, boo-boo. Okay, anyway. All right, so speaking of the Aaliyah book, I totally went right back to me because I'm a little bit of a narcissist, but a good kind, as we all are, right? I don't know that we're all good narcissists, but we're all narcissists. We're always thinking about ourselves, right? Anyway, so the Aaliyah book is dropping, right? Did you guys know that the R. Kelly trial is starting right now? Which I'm just kind of like, again with the universe, just tying things in a nice little bow, right? Oh my goodness. Yeah, so R. Kelly's trial is getting ready to start, so, mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, and some other news. RiRi has just been announced and named the richest female in music to the tune of $1.7 billion. Billion. She's rocking it. Yeah, you go, girl. Okay, what? Say word. I know, but everybody's like, RiRi, give us music. Listen, I'm like, girl, go ahead. Listen, I just gave you some money too. I just got your little robe perfume. That shit smells. I know I wasn't giving you a sexy face, but that shit smells sexy than a motherfucker. What? Oh my gosh. no, seriously. It smells good. Yes, it does. So go ahead, RiRi. I give her some money. Apparently, she's second to Oprah. Go ahead. I'm saying, I gotta make up my mind. You know what I'm saying? Do we really want, or are we? I'm really content where I'm at. But sometimes I'll be like, yo, wouldn't it be fun to like be a billionaire and to have your show all syndicated all over the world? You know what I'm saying? I mean, technically, we are all over the world a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Thank you to everybody who's been checking us out. Hey, appreciate it, boo. Anyways, I was on the show and we were talking about Live Nation doing some vaccines. I know that was a horrible transition, but it happens. we were talking about Live Nation and we kind of had a little bit of a misconstrued information saying that Live Nation was going to make everybody, like if you go to the concert, you're going to have to do the vaccine. And that's not true. What they were talking about is having their concert staff and volunteers might have to do a mandatory, another, you know, biz, yeah, I call it a biz, that's talking about doing mandatory vaccines, the military. And I mean, they're talking about they're gonna get punished if they don't. I was reading the article and it was actually saying that they might be going as far as to not only just write them up for not getting the vaccine, but actually getting, you know, punishing them and possibly discharging them. I think the way the article was reading is it was not possibly discharging him, that eventually they will be discharged. So, again, I say everybody do your research and do what makes you comfortable. And I think that, you know, everybody has the right to be like, what the, you know what I mean? And ask as many questions as you need to. Do what you gotta do. Ask as many questions as you need to. And, you know, get out there and do what you gotta do, boo. I'm just saying, whether it be that you stay to yourself or that, you know, you. My thing is, I'll be honest with you, what it really, really boiled down to is that I'm a type of person that I can't let fear control me. Like, I can't, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, so even if I am scared, I wasn't scared really about the microchip. I was more scared about what my abilities that I have. Are you motherfuckers going to change my abilities that I have? Or, and as I told the guy, literally, as he's, like, poking me, I'm like, listen, as long as you make me, like, superhuman, then I'm cool. You know what I mean? Don't take nothing away. Just add to it, okay? And we're all good. Speaking of attitude or adding to. What? Yeah, that did come out just a little bit wrong. Adding to Fantasy Island. Have you guys heard that Fantasy Island's been rebooted? I know, you remember. You listen, I've seen the demographics. I know you know what I'm talking about, Fantasy Island. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, so I don't know about you, but I know for me, I remember the show, but the only thing I really remember about the show is the plane, right? Like, that's the only thing I remember. I don't remember how the show went, what it was about. Like, I remember Love Boat, and I remember it would always be, like, funny people coming on Love Boat, and then chaos would ensue, right? And then, like, what's his face? The bartender dude? Was it Isaac? Like, Isaac would always solve it. Like, I kind of remember Love Boat stuff. But I don't really remember the Fantasy Island. So I thought it was really cool that they're going to bring that back. And the commercials that I saw for it, as soon as I was like, Fantasy Island, then I saw a commercial for it. And I saw that it's going to be like you go into a room or you go into the island and it brings your fantasies to life. They need to make a freaking amusement park like that, okay? Like, secret. If you go there, you have to sign a non-disclosure. Because if you know some people got some dirty fantasies, you know what I'm saying? But it's Fantasy Island, so it's okay. You're allowed to do your thing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So anyway, I wanted to talk about a topic today, and we've got the random-ish... Yeah, okay, I couldn't even really pick it up without, like, dropping it all over the place, so we won't do that. The random-ish question that'll be coming up, and one of the topics that I want to talk about, but there's still a couple of other things that I wanted to tell you. Ooh, Idris Elba. Idris. We know he's married, so we can't, like, you know. I don't know about you, but do you guys fantasize about married people? I can't, like, even if I think a celebrity is hot, but if they're married, like, I can't even fantasize about them. I'm like, ooh, I don't even want you to cheat on your spouse in my fantasy. Like, yeah, I'm a little weird. Anyways, but Idris Elba, he's a hot mother sucker. When he wasn't married, I was, okay. Anyways, he will be voicing Knuckles on Sonic the Hedgehog, the sequel. I would not be wanting to go see that, except for I did mention Sonic the Hedgehog the other day in conversation, just like out of the blue for some strange reason. And then I saw this. And then I heard, or actually I should say I read. And then I read, Shamar Moore is also going to be a voice in this movie. So therefore, now I'm kind of like, might I look a little crazy being, you know, going in there with no children. Actually, you know what? I could bring Mateus. There we go. Jim Carrey's going to be in there too, but, you know. And Jim Carrey for the funny, but, you know. Shamar, I'm sorry. Did I really just suck my teeth? I really did. I really was like, girl. Oh, my God. Okay, and my last girl news. So, Batman and Robin, everybody's been like, you know, like, dude, we all know that Robin's gay. Let him out. Let it be known. You guys, guess what? In the next installment of Batman, it is Batman Urban Legends. Robin is coming out as bisexual. Won't be a big announcement. It's just going to be that he's going to agree to go on a date with the man that he helped to save. So, there you go. We're moving on, getting on with the times. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I had a couple of things happen this week. And, of course, I went on this girls trip. And then it turned into the woo! You know? It was like, hey! But then when we got back, it turned into a big fire. So, I totally want to talk about miscommunication right when we come back.
The Clothesline, world-class service with a personal touch, offering commercial laundering services, wash, dry, and fold with free pickup and drop-off included, dry cleaning services, and coin-up laundry. Be sure to check out the Facebook page, The Clothesline, for cleaning tips you can use at home. TheClotheslineLaundromat.com.
And welcome back to Random-ish with Sandra. How you doing? What's crack-a-lackin'? Okay, so anyway, you see how I got my shameless plug of the, right? I have the laptop here, even though I never have a laptop here. I have the laptop here because we've got the sticker, but really, see, I slyly placed it here because I wanted to tell you about the new story, the next little story that I found. Anyway, I want to tell you a little story that I found real quick. Okay, so I was thinking that this Space Force thing was, like, just a little bit of, like, a, you know, like, I heard that it was real, and I know that, you know, the Navy is taking care of it right now, but I was kind of like, was that just Trump? Just like, you know, whatever. Hopefully they're not on some, like, we gotta protect our skies type-ish, because in those crazy alien documentaries, you always hear that the government is gonna try to be, like, put fear in us and be like, the aliens are gonna attack us, and that might be the one thing that, like, unites us, because apparently coronavirus didn't do it. Damn it, y'all! Anyway, yes, I said that. Anyway, the new space team. Dun, 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 dun. When I went and looked it up, it's true. So, yes, the Navy apparently was taking care of it. The Pentagon was like, we need some other people. Was that loud? I'm sorry. We need some other folks to take care of this because we need them to, like, oversee and see what's happening. Just found out the Air Force took it over. Yep. So they are. And did you know that UFOs are no longer called UFOs? This is how serious it is. This is how real it is. You tried to storm Area 51 and they was like, don't do it. But things have changed enough to where it's now called Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon. Yes. Uh-huh. So they will now be reporting to Congress, and because all but one of the 144 UFO sightings that they had before, they've all been explained away except for one. So, just saying, tell them that we come in peace. Congress, you know, tell the Air Force to make sure they go in peace. Which, of course, you know, I got to be like, oh, Air Force brat over here. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, that's pretty cool. I'm excited about that. And Congress is also going to be getting reportings every quarter. So, if there is something out there, we will know. We are going to find out. All right, so anyways, I wanted to talk about miscommunication. Oh my God, that was like a perfect segue, right? We don't want miscommunication with our aliens. Don't you love it when the universe does that for me? Or I should say, when I actually pick up on that I already did. Yeah, anyway. So what happened? What had happened was, let me tell you a story. Story time. Okay, so this is what happened, right? Went on a girls trip. We will leave the names out of it so that people can be protected. But I'm going to whiz through this because I'm almost running out of time on my little 30 minutes for this show. Okay, so went on a girls trip. It was so much fun. Even had the inappropriate but appropriate sausage moment with the girls. It was great. I had such a fun time, okay? Right, but when we came back, some things were done that shouldn't have been done. And then when it was like, hey, could you, like, you know, it turned into a whole big thing. And I'm just like, oop, my name is Switzerland and my name is Bennett. I ain't in it. I'm just gonna back up over here. I'm not trying to. But anyways, I personally felt like it was a miscommunication, and, you know, that I was hoping they'd be able to handle it. But again, my name's Bennett. I ain't in it. I'm Switzerland. I ain't saying girl, because sometimes you can't. You know what I'm saying? You know, I listen. I said my advice, and then I'm done. You know what I'm saying? My name's Bennett. I ain't in it. I ain't saying nothing. You know what I mean? So anyway, but then the other day, I had a miscommunication with somebody, and we were able to work through it, but it did bring to mind about miscommunication and how we handle it. Now, I'm not sitting up here trying to be like, my name's not Oprah. I have not figured it all out. You know what I'm saying? But I do know this. What I know that sometimes we be doing, yo, is that people will, like, as it was put to me, And as I pointed out, like, you're always going to perceive through your own filter, right? So if you're feeling shitty, or if you're feeling some kind of way, or if you think that somebody's thinking of something, and even if they are, it doesn't matter. We're always going to perceive through our own, like, lenses, right? And sometimes what we're perceiving is not what the person is saying, you know? And it's not always true. Sometimes your guts is right, boo-boo, you know what I mean? But sometimes I feel like it's more about having peace than always being right, because sometimes you're just dead-ass wrong, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just, you're just wrong, you know? And miscommunication is, like, I think one of the biggest problems that we have ever out there. And I think that as we get to find out more about frequency, and we get more about our vibes and our energy and all of that good stuff, we think we're talking what we know, right? So people will be like, "Ooh, I'm all about the good vibes, about the good vibes." But I'm here to tell you that the law of attraction is real. So if you're constantly, and I say this shit to my motherfucking self too, if you are constantly attracting negative people, boo-boo, that's because you got something negative going on in you. And it's not that you're being, like, negative, like you're being like, "Ah, fuck them people." No, it could be just that you're resisting something. You've got some resistance in you. There's some static in you somewhere going on up in there about something. And so therefore, this is just matching that resistant, staticky frequency. You know what I'm saying? So again, you want to talk about the good vibes, just always remember that, really, it's always your vibes. Anyways, I feel like we're totally running out of time, but I want to do a random question real quick. So let me go in here, see what's up. Okay, wait. Oh, we got two questions popping out on me. Ooh, which one should I do? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch you talking about the show. Mama told me to let you go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. You are not, and you are the what? All right. Okay. Ooh! If you loan someone money, do you really expect it back? Boom! Why am I just really with the questions? Like, I gotta fan myself on that one. Okay, so let me give you an honest answer. Nope. Like, I loan people money, you know what I mean? And the only way that I'm expecting it back is if we have bills. If we got bills together, you know what I'm saying, then, and if I pay your bill, then I need you to pay me back. Like, that's not a loan, that's, we got bills together, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, I've given friends and family money, and I just have a firm belief, because I've been there. Like, I used to, before the ish got pulled out of the rug from underneath me, you know what I'm saying, I did have a different view. But once it happened to me, then I began to kind of realize and say, you know, if you're loaning somebody money, they're in need. If they have the ability, more than likely, when they get on their feet, they're going to give you the money back. But I'm not into, like, "Hey, so I gave you that," "Hey, so I gave you 50 bucks, you're gonna give it to me back?" You know what I mean? Unless, again, it's like an emergency thing where it's kind of like, "Hey, I need 100 bucks, I'm gonna give it right back to you." You know what I'm saying? Like, that type of stuff. But people usually preface that, you know what I mean? So I think if it's a loan, if a friend of mine needs help and I see that they're in trouble and I can need to, you know, and I can, I have the ability to loan the money, I'm gonna loan it to them. If they pay me back, dope as fuck. I'm not gonna freaking hound them and be like, "Hey, bitch, remember that $100 I loaned you?" You know what I'm saying? Like, cause that's not cool. You know what I mean? I remain cool. It's getting hot. The lights are killing me. It was cool up in here, and these lights, although I'm hoping that it looks good though, right? Because I'm giving you the light. I'm trying to find the light, so hopefully it's good. I might be a little bit sweaty, but that's all right though. Enjoy yourself. Make sure that you catch me on 96.7 The Buzz on weekends, and, you know, and wherever else. Yeah, see ya. Oh yeah, get the book, Manifest Beauty, the stickers, Manifest Beauty, shopmanifestbeauty.com.
Have you manifested that car? Did you get the job? Did you lose the weight? Did you also leave that abusive relationship? Yet you still feel anxious and unhappy? Don't really know why? After all, you're tapping in. You're manifesting. You've got things coming to you. Why aren't you happy? What if I could help you flip the switch of understanding on what truly manifesting is, instead of motivating yourself to create your life? Once you understand this, it really is going to get very fun for you, much easier to get over things,
also, you're going to be in a higher vibration, so a lot of the crap is not going to be coming to you. But when it does, and if it does, you're going to handle it completely different than how you ever have before. I'm talking about manifesting beauty. It is tapping into the energy, using the chaos as a catalyst to what you want. There's a couple of books out there, and I just want to help you by telling the stories of how I picked up on it and how you could pick up on it and start applying it to your life. Not list writing, not rules, not affirmations, none of that. I mean, those things are great, but this is really day-to-day, real life, second-to-second, moment-to-moment, co-creating with the universe. Manifest Beauty Books, written by me, Sonja Denise, S-O-N-J-A-D-E-N-Y-S-E. Once you get a hold of this, I promise your life will be changed for the better forever.